This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government advisors are meeting to decide whether to endorse mass use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's the next-to-last hurdle before what's expected to be the biggest vaccination campaign in American history. Outside advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are conducting what's essentially a science court, publicly weighing the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
The American public demands and deserves a rigorous, comprehensive, and independent review of the data.
The FDA's Dr. Doran Fink kicked off a day-long session that's widely expected to end with the panel recommending clearing the vaccine for emergency use, followed by FDA approval and millions of shots being shipped. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Morocco will normalize relations in what's the latest breakthrough of his administration's press to push Arab-Israeli peace. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed Western Sahara region. Morocco is the fourth Arab nation to recognize Israel as the Trump administration seeks to expand a diplomatic framework that began over the summer with an agreement between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit. The judge investigating the Beirut port explosion has charged Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab and three former ministers with negligence over the blast that killed 200 people and devastated swaths of the capital. Diab, whose cabinet resigned over the August blast, said his conscience was clear and accused the judge of breaching the Constitution. At least 200 people were killed, thousands more were injured, and the city was devastated when several tons of ammonium nitrate stored in a warehouse in the port exploded. This is VOA News. China said Thursday it would revoke visa exemption treatment for U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting Hong Kong and Macau after the United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on more than a dozen Chinese officials. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
China's government says it will revoke the exemption that some U.S. officials receive on visas for visiting Hong Kong and Macau. It specifically targets people who hold American diplomatic passports and comes after the United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on more than a dozen Chinese officials this week. Beijing says it will also implement reciprocal sanctions against some U.S. officials, members of Congress, staff at non-governmental organizations, and their family members. The United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on 14 Chinese officials this week over their role in adopting a national security law for Hong Kong and over Beijing's disqualification last month of elected opposition legislators in Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Gunmen shot and killed a female television journalist and women's rights activist in Afghanistan on Thursday. Joe Davies of Reuters reports.
Malalai Maiwand, a reporter in Nangarhar, was killed along with her driver in an attack on their vehicle in Jalalabad on Thursday. The incident underscores an increasing trend of violence against journalists in the country. The area has been a hotbed of militant activity, most notably involving Islamic State. But no group immediately claimed responsibility for this attack. A Taliban spokesman denied the group's involvement.
Allahu Akbar.
Maiwand isn't the first of her family to be targeted. 5 years ago, her mother, also an activist, was killed by an unknown gunman. The Afghan government has condemned growing attacks on journalists and activists.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. The number of people applying for unemployment aid in the United States has taken another leap upward. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department's weekly report shows 853,000 people filed new claims for jobless benefits last week. That's up from 716,000 the week before and the most since September. Evidence that companies are cutting jobs again as new COVID-19 cases spiral upward. The total number of people who are receiving state-provided unemployment aid rose for the first time in 3 months to 5.8 million, and all told, more than 19 million people are still dependent on some type of unemployment benefit. Meanwhile, two federal jobless aid programs created in the spring are set to expire in a little more than 2 weeks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.